This episode brought to you by Mack Weldon Clothing. Check out MackWeldon.com for all the sexiest, hottest clothing you could find on the internet. Fuck you, right. T-Fury.
Yeah.
Fuck T-Fury.
Yeah, fuck T-Fury.
No. T-Fury is going down. R.I.P. Yep. T-Fury.
Redbubble, you're out. It's all about MackWeldon.com. Yeah. Thank you, Mack Weldon, for doing what you do.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Mega 64 Podcast. We are your fantasy come to life.
Ooh.
Baby. Gentlemen, ask your girlfriends to leave the room lest she gets the feeling to cheat on you. Because beating is cheating. When you're watching the Mega 64 Podcast.
I thought you were going to do it along.
That's the sound.
No,
that's the sound that it makes. I'm talking vagina.
We got a fucking middle schooler over here who laughs at the word vagina.
It's a funny... You don't think that word's funny?
I think your reaction to it, words are funny.
I think that...
Sean's already off to a good start here. Good mood. Good mood, Sean. Close up on good mood, Sean. Hey, Sean.
Yeah?
Vagina.
See, you laugh too.
Oh, he laughed too.
It's a funny word.
Derek.
He laughs.
It's so clinical, you know? It's a weird way for us to start.
Get it back on him. Record Derek close up on him.
Vagina.
Ooh.
But you can't not react. I didn't say it'd be a good reaction, but you can't not react.
As a man, there is a strong reaction there.
There is a reaction.
All right, wait. All right, hold on. Close up on Rocco now. This is the real test. Glasses off, please. I want to see the real reaction. Close up on Rocco. Apple cucked. Wow, stone cold.
Stoic.
Stonewall Rocco. Stonewall Bodie. And on that note, we go to theme song.
Hey,
you're looking fashionable with those glasses.
Well, you know,
and those morphers.
Yeah, can you get the elephant out of the room and talk about your morph? Can you just morph for us?
We don't need to bring attention to that.
He doesn't wear those for attention, guys.
It's just some jewelry.
We need to bring. It's not jewelry.
Men can wear jewelry too.
No,
guys.
Men can wear jewelry, but that's plastic.
Black Panther. I love that.
I don't think
die-cast gold-plated metal.
Now, see, that's the thing. If you spend more than $100 on like a bracelet,
I definitely see plastic on there.
Would that be jewelry? Because
yeah,
I mean, how old?
Rocco's been walking around with that all week, and
sparkles.
You know, it's interesting because
someone at UAOH delivered these to me, and I want to say thank you to Momo.
Thank you to your mom. Yes,
thanks, Mom.
I walked into the office today, and I felt like coming in here, it was strange. No woman in sight in the whole vicinity of the building.
And we are normally.
It was like some sort of force field was pushing them all away from here. And then I come in and I found the source of the negative energy negates all female presence, and it was the dual morphers.
Is that the alien tech that Zordon put out there, like an anti-female force field?
Okay, go ahead. Let's see you do it.
No.
It's for the sake of protection and
making sure
protection.
You know what? I'm
going to
just call you guys out. There have been no female employees here. And that's what I'm here to stop.
Go ahead.
Go
ahead.
There we go.
Doesn't even work on your first
No, I'm still learning. That's human error.
That's how they do it in the show. They go, "Oh fuck, wait." Fuck.
That was human error. I'm new to this.
Stuff popped out of it.
Yeah, it connect.
Yeah, you have a Zeo Crystal Shard.
The Morphers fuck, and then you turn into a Power Rangers.
Do you feel like a ranger when you wear that? Do you feel, like, powerful? Like, you're going to save lives?
Godlike.
Godlike?
Yeah. That's a good
Did
answer.
Did you have to buy those individually, like, or they came together?
No, they're in a set.
Godlike.
You can't morph unless you have both.
Why Godlike. Like, power over life and death. Power of creation. I'm just trying to get...
Well, decide who lives and who dies.
A deity, yeah.
Decide who lives and who dies.
Who deserves it?
What happens when somebody deserves to die? Do you...
Zeo Ranger 5 Red takes care of it.
You got a different accessory. You make fun of those morphers when you find out.
I don't want a demonstration. I don't want any bad stuff to happen. What happens when you decide somebody deserves to live? What do you do then?
I make them feel special.
Could we get a demonstration? Can you?
I will right now because I'm going to make everyone watching right now feel very special.
Hell yeah.
Because
that's positive.
They're about to get a gift.
Okay. Wow.
That's right. The visionary, not me, the other visionary on planet Earth has had another great moment this past week. Will I am? Idiot, he is.
No way.
This has nothing to do with morphers.
Maybe it does. I made it for a week. I didn't think we'd bring it back.
Ladies and gentlemen.
He's a luminary.
Will.i.am is granting fans refunds after autographed books that fans bought from him. Turns out they were signed by a robot.
Oh. Wait,
what? A robot?
So this week, Will.i.am put our... Actually, 2 weeks ago, Will.i.am put out a new book called War. See, he's a fan of acronym, W-A-R, Wizards and Robots. He does that kind of trick a lot. Huh. But anyway...
does that?
Is it like a Dungeons and Dragons ripoff?
Yes.
Gary Busey, post-head injury, does that a lot. So.
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean? What does he do?
He has those acronyms where he... Like, fear is fondness in evading repetition or whatever, you know? You never heard Gary Busey in interviews go?
Yeah,
totally
guy sounds fucked up.
He's no Will.i.am.
Will.i.am, I mean, God, brilliant. Will.i.am put out a book, Wizards and Robots, and it's a young adult novel set in a dystopian future. And you could pay extra for an autographed copy of it. Uh-huh. Fans noticed that their autographs were identical and said, I don't think a human did these. And it was later revealed, someone pointed out, these were all printed here by machine. These aren't hand signed. But Will.i.am...
They wanted the signature from the wizard, but they got the robot.
Yeah.
Sadly.
The
printing press.
So the publisher responded. Uh-huh. They said in a statement, Will.i.am is an enthusiastic user of technologies in both his professional and personal life. Mm-hmm. And it has recently come to our attention that the signed editions of Wizards and Robots have been signed by Will.i.am's own high-tech robotic device, which faithfully reproduces his signature.
It's called an Epson printer.
Technology is an essential element of everything Will.i.am does, but we are, of course, happy to refund any customer who has bought a signed copy and is dissatisfied with this method of signing.
Worse than the puss.
What?
Have you ever just seen...
What a blatant asshole.
Kick your fans in a corner.
It's a robot. Well, technically the printing press that printed all the pages and made my signature... show up like it was handwritten. You know, it's a machine. I guess it's a robot. Okay, tell him a robot did it.
I think, let me just say this. And the bit's over. Will.i.am is a genius. And I think what's so smart is it ties into the book, one.
I was going to say, it's not a signature, one.
And two, you know, I think the new thing is going to be to make your fans feel really stupid.
Yeah.
They wanted a human signature.
Well, Garrett started that too.
Yeah. And, you know, we've always been ahead of the curve, and that's why I identify with Will.i.am. So throughout the show tonight, I'm going to be paying tribute to Will.i.am, and I'm going to tell everyone watching how stupid they are in some way. Mm. You guys are watching this on Twitch. You know, I don't know how to follow up why Twitch, what's wrong with it. Right. I just want to make people feel
sick. Let us know here on the set too tonight. And Kevin, you know.
I want one of those books. I want one.
A robot signed book?
If anybody has a copy of Wizards and Robots out there, send it in. I want to do a live reading, okay, next podcast.
I'm very
interested to see Will.i.am's writing style. Did he even write it, I wonder?
Well, it could have been a robot.
But it could have been. No, honestly, Will.i.am's a busy man. Writing a book is a huge endeavor. I wouldn't be surprised if it was ghostwritten or if he just provided the idea and somebody else facilitated the novel. I got to look at the pages for myself.
What young adult? Who knows? No young adults know who Will.i.am is. Like, he's like, that's the... That,
Taboo yeah. does.
That era has passed.
Will.i.am is not a young adult
Immortally
anymore.
Young.
Yeah, Will.i.am
that's
I.
what's
is,
taboo about
like,
it.
We know who he is, but I don't think people in middle school talk about Will.i.am.
Well, the thing is, modern American culture, everybody's a dumbass.
Yeah.
So I don't think they release books anymore that are not young adult. Like, every book that comes out is a fucking young adult book.
Right.
All the movies that are being adapted from books, they're all books for like 12-year-olds.
Yeah,
and Will.i.am is so future-minded that he already knows they're all dumbasses, so he treats them like dumbasses.
He dumbs it down.
Exactly. What a brilliant guy.
Nobody wants
you,
to think hard.
This guy is amazing.
Nobody wants to get the headache involved with thinking about stuff, so... Will.i.am makes it easy. Wizards and Robots sounds really.
Yeah. I mean, say it like it is. War. You know.
Young adult book to me sounds like it wasn't written very well. Like, you try to write a book for like adults, but like, this is
too
makes
shitty.
Me
think of, like,
hey, you know what?
Young adults
are
like this.
I agree with you, but seriously, Twilight was a huge hit.
Yeah.
Harry Potter is.
Yeah.
Fucking massive. The Divergent series, Hunger Games,
Maze Runner.
Those are all young adult books.
Yeah.
What's a movie based on an adult book?
Da Vinci Code.
50 Shades Freed.
I even think 50 Shades of Grey. That's a spinoff of Twilight. And Twilight is young adult. So that's
yikes.
Old youngster.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to just go into regular fiction anymore. It's too dorky, too advanced. What are we in school?
The chat has a good point. Passion of the Christ.
Best.
I mean, that book
movie
is
adaptation of the book.
You know, yeah.
Which came first, the movie or the book?
That was faithful as fuck.
To be, that book was written when life expectancy was 20, so that too is a young adult.
That's
book.
That's a good point. Got it.
Back then, you died young, or
it's
you
never
were
too early to hear about what happened.
Jesus was crucified at 33.
Well,
what
book are you talking about?
Wait, what?
What book are you talking
about? The one they based the Passion off of.
Which one? Oh, are you talking...
It's a good book.
Oh, are you talking about Jad? Oh, I call it Jesus and Disciples. Jad.
I don't...
Wah, wah.
I don't know...
This is a level...
That could have been... I just don't know the books of the Bible, so that wasn't tailored to me.
Oh, bro, don't feel bad. Like,
whenever they have that category in Jeopardy, I know I'm fucked.
Hey, man, even though you don't know all the names of the books of the Bible, I accept you.
Thanks, dude.
Actually, I want to test Sean's knowledge about the Bible.
Go ahead, I'm ready.
Why don't you just name some books of the Bible for us here?
Yeah,
name...
just do a couple.
Whoa!
All right.
Again.
God, happen?
God has singled you out. The light of Christ is upon you. Name 10 books of the Bible. Go.
There's 10? Genesis.
1. You got it.
Neon.
2. 2. Keep going. That's 3. What's 3?
Matthew.
Nice. That's 3. You're still holding up 2. There you go. Crank it up there.
It's your brother's name.
There's a Luke one?
That's
Luke.
That's 4.
Oh, my God.
Larry.
That's 5.
Larry.
That's Major Nelson.
The Book of Larry.
Of Larry. That was a good one. A lot of sins in that book.
All
right, you're at 5. 5 more.
Did I say Revelations?
No.
Revelations?
Can't keep track of all of them. There's so many.
Bookending them, yeah.
Last Generation.
and we'll end it. There's got to be a John. There's got to be a John out there.
You're only at 6.
Yeah.
Oh, John.
Come on.
Then we'll do. Does Mary get her own book?
No.
Sure. And why not? That's 7.
Hey, I. Well.
And then the last one. Will...
You're doing 10. You're at 7.
Oh, fuck.
We'll
you're
do math
giving,
next.
You're giving him Book of Mary? I mean, I think it should be there too, but
dude already got Larry and Neon. Who the fuck cares? He has to name 10
Book of Mormon.
Yeah,
the Book
your
of Mormon.
Point,
right.
Your point is well said. Yeah.
And that's 8. We got
Book of Mormon.
Who places it? Who puts it in the hotels there? Starts with a G. Book
God.
Of
God. Keep going. Come on. This shouldn't be that hard.
Gideon. Book of Gideon.
That sounds made up. We'll do three wise men, and we'll do
Book of Three Wise Men,
and
nice.
Obviously Joe.
The Book
no,
of Three
Job.
Wise Men.
Yeah.
The Book of Joe?
No. The Book of who's Jacob? Jacob.
Nope.
The Book of Jacob. And who was? Just remind me, who was Jacob in the Bible?
He was.
What was that book about?
He had a white rock.
No. He was the one who did everything right, but God wanted to fuck with him, and so he just killed his like family.
Oh, you're thinking of Jesus?
No. He killed he talked to the devil and said, "Hey, look at this. Look at Jacob. He's so fucking great. I can do whatever I want to him. He still worships me." And then the devil said, "Nah." And then God said, "Oh, watch this. And I'm gonna fuck up everything." So he killed all of his kids. He killed all of his land. He left him with sores on his body. And then Jacob still said, "Yeah, God, I love you." And then
nice.
And then God won that bet.
Damn, Jacob was so fucking dumb.
Moral of the story is don't fuck with God because
Jacob was. Jacob.
Moral of the story is God should be fucking betting the devil.
Jacob got the shit end of the stick that story.
He did.
All right. Well, Bible talk's over.
Sorry.
Thanks for sticking with us. We'll be doing
to say about VeggieTales.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
No,
go ahead.
That's okay. Go ahead.
Anyways, Will I Am's an idiot.
We're about to move on to devil talk in a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't close up on.
Don't
me.
Show this podcast to my grandma. She'll be very disappointed.
Why me?
What I say, I'm devil, and you close up on the brown guy. Whoever's running the keyboard today is
red
racist.
Now, with that lighting.
Bigoted, racist at the keys.
That was a story, right? Some guy got fucked over by God.
Yeah, but it wasn't Jacob.
Okay.
He doesn't believe you.
Speaking of racism.
It was Neon.
Yeah, let's get into it.
Please.
You know what? It just really upsets me, and it just occurred to me, and it really made me sad, is we made it through February, Black History Month.
Yeah. Right.
Uh-huh. And not one social media account made a giant career-ending blunder.
Yeah, they do that.
That's usually a fun event during that, where you see Wendy's or U-Haul post something that was like that. Why would anyone think it was okay to post that? And then you watch them, you know, implode.
We've talked about it on the podcast before. But my favorite Twitter moment ever was that lady who tweeted that awful thing about people in Africa with AIDS.
Oh
and,
God!
And then got on a plane to go to Africa.
Yeah.
And then got fired, but no, she didn't know because she was on the plane. So is everyone like tracking her flight to the shitstorm that was like, followed?
She woke up to hell on earth.
Yeah, like I mean that life's that over. Was my favorite tour story ever. That lady fucked herself.
Is March is Women's History Month, right?
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, I know we had Women Wednesday or what was that?
No, that was.
I'm thinking of Woman Crush Wednesday.
No,
sorry.
That's,
It's kind of the same
social
thing.
Media related, but it's a little different.
Who's your you're supposed to do a historical Woman Crush Wednesday every Wednesday in March.
Yeah.
Who would yours be?
Oh man, Margaret
Thatcher.
Nice.
Refresh my memory. Who is Margaret Thatcher?
A legend.
What does she do?
Just you name it. North, south, east, and west.
I think she was the conservative prime minister of England at some point.
Yeah.
I had to do a report on her
in the 90s.
In fourth grade, and you got bonus points for dressing up, so I put on my grandma's outfit and I wore it to school. My God.
That is the most what Sean the? Story I've heard in a long time.
You wore like a house dress to school?
Yeah, and like earrings and a wig on. And then I was Margaret Thatcher. I mean, it's only for the class.
Did you wear the dress during dance class?
You know what? You're joking, but no. I would not do that because you put on your dance outfit.
You put on your dance outfit, which is maybe a leotard.
No.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Girls wore
the tutu.
Boys wore black sweatpants and white t-shirts. It was fine.
Well, that sounds adorable.
I'm amazed. Like,
I have a picture somewhere of that.
I'm seriously amazed you went all of school without actually getting your ass kicked.
Yeah.
Like, I can't believe that didn't happen.
You evaded. You were fast. Always a fast runner. That's why
yeah,
I helped you.
He had to be to survive.
Yeah, I never really did get beat up on. I mean, every now and then I would get a little pushed around, but nothing bad.
I think I already said it, but there was one kid that messed with me, and then I kicked him in the stomach so hard. we became friends ever since, and I still occasionally talk to him. So
Dude, game recognized game.
Damn, dude, the Power Ranger skills paid off. He was sentenced to death. Oh, did you do that before you kicked him?
It's not on. I switched it off. It wasn't on. It was going to make a sound.
Time out.
My favorite is, I love that Rocket wears these legitimately. I think that like
he's been wearing them all week.
He has, and I like it. I really do think it's like, I think it's funny. But my favorite is when he gets mad at them because he did this to himself. But when he's talking to us about serious stuff and then all of a sudden they go off, oh, fuck. Shut the fuck up. Stop.
Yeah, because like, when they power off by themselves, it like makes a noise.
Right, but like I just love that like you gave yourself a problem.
I
enjoy it.
I do enjoy it as well, Sean. It's a constant sign of laughter.
I've been making fun of Rocco all week, and I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done that. But has anybody
all week? Just this week?
Well, I'm talking it's specifically about those stupid ass things on your hands.
Oh,
but would you want him to not wear them?
Yeah. But, you know, just for his own dignity's sake and somebody I associate with.
Okay, you want to talk about dignity. I was this close because another thing I got this week, the full-scale Green Ranger helmet, and I almost wore it.
Oh.
I thought was a little too far. This, I'm safe. Because it's just jewelry, like I said.
You are safe.
It's not.
You couldn't hear me through the.
What? Hold on. What jewel is in those bracelets?
It's gold.
It's a shard of the Zeo crystal, dude.
Now I'm on your side. I was on his side originally.
That's plastic.
It's gold plated diecast.
Look at it around.
Shines. I don't know what diecast means.
It's expensive, it's Sean. It's very metal. Much more expensive.
I highly doubt there's real gold in there.
Gold plated,
which would be a precious mineral.
It's gold plated.
Yeah, right.
24 carat.
It's a
24 carat.
What does gold plated mean?
Not confirmed.
It's plated. You paint it with gold. No, like, what is plated?
Well, that'd be one way.
A microscopic amount gets a layer.
It's like they almost spray painted on it.
They dip it basically.
It's gilded.
But 24 carat spray paint.
No.
Close up on Rocco trying to get this crystal back in his bracelet.
I'm still getting used to this.
It takes so little to cover it.
Yeah.
Right. Oh shit! I had it backwards.
Close up on this crystal. You're missing all this.
Sorry,
good stuff.
I had it backwards.
Oh, fucking coming at the end. But my question is: have you gotten any compliments on the bracelets?
Yeah, I feel safe.
No, well,
that's what someone said to me.
Oh, okay.
Oh, because you're ready to transform at any time.
Yeah.
I see.
I wasn't going to call attention to these. These guys wanted to talk about it.
Well, that's what I had to ask him when he first put them on is like, is the Apple Watch underneath the Morpher?
No, I take that off.
He took it off.
I feel safe.
You don't have your Apple Watch?
That's what the kid said after Rocco left the school.
Yep.
Sorry, that sounded worse.
Where
than
is
I
your Apple Watch?
Yeah, that's not what we intended. What?
Because if you don't want it, I'll take it.
No, I put it in my office.
I mean,
I could use it.
Sean's got a point because one of those probably has like some kind of heads-up display. Tells you, you know, you can communicate through to your phone, right? I mean,
let's drop it.
They just make noises. They don't Bluetooth.
Just
anything?
Let me ask you about your rings. The rest of the podcast. What do you think? You got what? What do you
he
think
doesn't
about
give
that
a
one?
Shit. He doesn't care.
What is that one? These put all spells on somebody.
They have a very special place in my heart. They're from
same
friends,
here.
Lovers.
Can I give you a ring? Would you wear it?
I would. I would wear that, Sean.
Okay.
I would treasure
that
ring.
What if it was like a Power Rangers ring?
Well, if it's as gold as those morphers over there, I mean, hot damn.
In all honesty, the reason I even have these is that, I think I brought this up before, the toy company that makes all this shit is, like, ending their run with Power Rangers. That's it.
Oh,
like, they lost the rights. So all these things they had planned, dumped out. So in the same night I got these, the Gold Ranger's staff, which is, like, that big, and the Green Ranger helmet. That all showed up at the same time.
Wow.
I looked on my credit card and I was like, what the fuck just happened?
They're fulfilling all their pre-orders.
At the same time. In one night, all of a sudden, my brother was like, there is so much stuff on your porch. Have you been home? And I was like, no. And it was all weapons.
Wow.
It's your armaments, dude.
Your neighbors must be shitting their pants.
Yeah.
Like, they think you're planning some shit.
They think I'm a what do you call them, survivalist.
Yeah, everybody's afraid of these school shooters and shit, but wait until a fucking crazy psycho with the Gold Ranger staff shows up. What are you going to do then?
Well,
is
it's
a
like,
key?
What's that?
The Gold Ranger have a keyblade?
Please.
It looks
dude,
like
that's Kingdom Hearts.
Kingdom
what
Hearts.
You, ew,
I know,
what are you
I know,
talking about?
I know, I know. Wait, hear me out. I know that the Keyblade is from Kingdom Hearts, but it looks like a key, right? This sword thing that you got?
Oh, I know. Oh, yeah. No, please.
Getting your Tommy and your sword.
The head of
confused.
It, I could see. I see where you're coming from.
Okay,
but that's
you.
His symbol. They all have geometric shapes, and they all have enough sides. Zeo Ranger 5 has a star, so it has 5 points. you know, Zero Ranger 4 has a square
okay.
4 points, and then the Gold Ranger has this it has this like hieroglyphic symbol that has six ends to it.
Damn.
That's what it
that's
is.
That's what I see. And that's
he,
what I'm seeing.
He comes
here.
From another planet.
That's dope, yeah.
Tray of Triforia. All right. Anyway, enough about that. Enough about that.
Okay.
I mean, I don't have anything else to discuss. Oh, just, no, no, I just want to stop there. Hey, Nintendo dropped some bombs this week.
Yeah.
Man.
Is that a full direct? Scheduled.
It was, yeah, I mean, it was a half an hour thing.
Gotcha.
But it was, it seemed casual. It seemed like, yeah, you know, this, you know, Tuesday or whatever day it was. We're just, you know, we're going to have it a direct and show some stuff. Okay. Holy shit. Oh, man. So, they started small. Mm. They announced a couple things that I think are cool, but man, I wish we're on the Switch. You know, WarioWare Gold is like this ultimate edition WarioWare game that apparently has like every WarioWare
they keep
thing
doing this.
All the best
ever,
stuff, right?
Which is cool. They haven't touched on WarioWare in years.
Right.
So to have this definitive thing that has and a bunch of, it's got tons of new shit too. It's not just it's not just a re-release. It's got classic shit from the Game Boy and GameCube and all that versions and a whole bunch of new shit too. So you have the best of both worlds. But it's 3DS. It's like, man, okay, yeah. I think they want to keep 3DS alive with minimal effort.
Well, why?
I thought they would just move on.
Because so many tens of millions of people have them.
I guess that makes sense.
That it's still a valuable platform. Sure. And you could get one for $99. You know, the Switch, you can't do that. Right. So I think that's still valuable to them. So that's on there. And Luigi's Mansion is getting a re-release, remaster. But that's 3DS too. And it's like, man, that would have been really cool to finally have it in like HD. On the Switch. But again, I think they're trying to keep 3DS alive with these minimal effort things. You know? I don't know.
I feel like that Luigi's Mansion port should have come to the Switch back when I was still using my Switch.
Yeah.
Or, not Switch, sorry, 3DS. My 3DS.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I mean, and I got nothing against the 3DS. I like the 3DS, but I wish it was on Switch.
Why didn't that come out 5 years ago?
Yeah. I just think they're trying to, it's like, look, these many people still have a 3DS.
Yeah.
Let's give them something, but not work too hard. I really think that's what's happening. But whatever. Okay, fine. But then they started they showed some new stuff from the Travis Touchdown game. That was cool.
What's Travis Touchdown?
From No More Heroes. He's got it's a new game coming out where it's that character, but in like five different genres. So like you play, like there's a racing game, there's an action game, there's a story mode that's just like No More Heroes was before, and then other genre, like a puzzle game, and it's that character in all these different genres. And the character designs are by one of my favorite artists, Boneface, and he did all the Queens of the Stone Age.
Oh yeah.
So he's designing the characters. So that's really, I thought that was cool.
Wasn't Travis Touchdown originally inspired off of like Johnny Knoxville?
Yes.
And Tyler Durden.
He was the inspiration.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Suda 51, when they asked him about it, was like, yeah, I based it off Johnny Knoxville. He's just like this stupid.
You can kind of tell. He kind of looks like early 2000s Johnny Knoxville.
Yeah.
Cover of the Jackass DVDs.
Yeah.
The Spike Pompadour.
Yeah.
High Water.
Dickies all too short. Yeah.
Glasses and
high
shit.
High Water, yeah. Converse. Dickies. With the fucking Converse and the socks pulled up.
A lot of people talking about the new Smash.
That was the big surprise, was that something Smash Brothers related, yeah.
A surprise, but is not a surprise.
Yeah. Well, I think everyone has been waiting for them to move on something because it's like, you know, they've been re-releasing a lot of Wii U stuff on Switch because it never. Because
nobody had the Wii U.
Yeah, really. Which I'm all in support of because again, like they're making the games better, and a lot of people just never had them, so it's a good thing. But so that's what people thought is like, surely they'll put that Smash Brothers on Switch, aren't they? And they never said anything.
Yeah.
And then suddenly this trailer comes out, and it looks like it might be a new game. So that's what I think was surprising to people is just like
so it has to be a new game, right?
Like they could add them.
I thought that the way they did that was really cool though, because the trailer was like, oh, it's like new levels in Splatoon.
Yeah.
Okay, because they're definitely not going to make a new one. That one just came out. So, it's a new pack. I don't know. And then all of a sudden, I look up and see that. It's like, whoa. Like, I don't give a fuck about Smash Brothers, and I was like impressed by that. So.
Yeah, that was cool. And by the way, you have to, if you haven't seen it, you have to look up the video of, they let people watch the whole presentation live at the Nintendo, at Nintendo World in New York City.
Mm.
I got so many people. I want to say thank you to everyone who sent it to me because everyone, I love when all of our viewers are on the same page in terms of sense of humor, because, man, everyone there sent me that clip with the same text, which was, looks like the crowd from Iron Man saw the new Smash Brothers trailer. Everyone said the same thing. It was the Iron Man end credits reaction. It was, what is this? Oh my God, what the fuck? It was like orgy just broke out. Yeah.
Square.
So anyway, so find that clip. You will laugh pretty hard. But anyway, yeah, so I don't know. They could just add these characters. But what makes me think it's a new game is that it shows the silhouette briefly of Link.
Yeah,
it shows all these the silhouettes of all these characters that you know are the same characters. But when Link's silhouette is clearly Breath of the Wild, so it's like, okay, so this is updated. You know, I just don't think it's going to be the old one. I don't know. We'll see. But I also can't think of what else they can add to Smash Brothers at this point. You know, I felt after the Wii U one, I felt like they threw
characters, new levels.
But I just
same
felt like,
old shit.
But I just felt like they thoroughly like I couldn't when that was when the last one came out. I was like, who else can they really? And the only one I could arrive at was at the time Simon Belmont that we talked about. If there was somebody from another company, but Splatoon is an obvious choice to add. But I don't know what else they could do.
I think it's a little bit of a cash grab. It's their one of their biggest franchises. Mm. I don't think they have anything new to say with Smash Brothers. They just know that if they put it out, it'll sell. So
some people are saying they confirmed it's a new one, but I don't know. I hadn't seen anything.
I've seen kind of the debate back and forth.
Yeah.
Stuff screen capping, like made in 2008. Yeah. People saying it's an original game. But, yeah.
Well, anyway.
I never played the last one. I guess it's been 4 years since this came out, but since the last one came out.
Yeah.
For me, the biggest news of the whole thing was South Park. On the Switch.
Yeah.
That's all I've ever wanted. We said it since day one. And I can finally play this game.
Sean and I were both talking about how I got that when it came out, and I never had the time to play it. And it was like, shit, if I could like bring that around places, then I could have played it. I wish it would have come to the Switch. And then, they announced
that. Is the Stick of Truth also going to be on it? Did they announce
that? I don't know. They didn't say anything about it. That was a pre-order bonus.
Right.
Which was cool. When it was on PS4, if you pre-ordered it, you got that, you got a day one, you got the first game.
Which is so cool.
For the new consoles. That was awesome.
Hey, question. Is anybody sick of Crash Bandicoot? Or is that just me?
Not sick of, don't care about.
Don't give a shit.
I wasn't interested.
Every day I see something about Crash Bandicoot, the trilogy, this, and I just think like...
None of it is held up.
That game was a garbage game when it came out. 20 years ago. I mean, it was popular, I think, for the time. It was good enough.
I had fun at that time.
Good enough for the time.
Yeah.
But to be released now and have all of this hype about Crash fucking Bandicoot.
Totally agree.
It boggles my mind. Yeah. I was like, there's so much being done with video games. Yeah. Why are you focusing on Crash Bandicoot?
Yeah. And that just does not entice me at all.
That trilogy's been out on PS4 and Xbox One for months now, right?
Yeah.
So now it's coming to the Switch and all of this hype is building all over again?
I don't know if hype is building up. I mean, in any situation, when they port shit to the Switch, people will be excited because, it's one thing, we ported it to Xbox. Well, okay, but it's already been on a console.
Right.
Or it's not as exciting, but... When it's on Switch, it becomes, it's portable now. Oh, you can do this with it. You can do that,
Plus, Nintendo's finally getting, games.
Yeah.
It's not like the Wii U where they would, not get the same game as they would get on any other system. Now it's in the same league.
I was just going to say. So I understand, if you are into it, now you have it. You could play it anywhere and all that stuff. The thing that I just wish they could iron out is get this stuff out the day of the other versions. Because with the South Park thing, I did buy that on PS4.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm happy, I got the Stick of Truth out of it, and I played some of it. Yeah, great. But I'm like about to rebuy it on Switch so I could finally take it around. But it's like, I wish that had been ironed out the day.
Sure.
Because I'll have to pause on that.
Maybe, I guess for me, when I was younger in high school, the PlayStation 2 was out, and I had the Dreamcast. I still liked going back and playing original Nintendo games, the original NES games, River City Ransom. I would even pop in the original Metal Gear. I liked exploring those old games from the 80s. I guess that's what Crash Bandicoot is now.
Mm-hmm.
It's a game from 20 years ago, I get nostalgia, it was a thing. I played it back then, I want to play it now.
Mm-hmm.
But I just feel like they're
and this isn't even really about the fan base of Crash Bandicoot. I see so much marketing for Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah.
Like it's a new video game that people should be excited about.
Yeah, and they should make a new one.
Yeah, make
honestly,
a new one.
They should.
Yeah,
do it.
There's so much hype for it.
Because what I heard this trilogy didn't play well.
Yeah, I thought I heard that from people, too.
I heard people that went in for the nostalgia were kind of disappointed and then realized, like, oh, these games were really fucking hard.
Yeah.
And things weren't, like, quite timed the same.
Jumps
stuff.
Were maybe a little off. Like, things were positioned a little
it's
different.
It's just being touted in 2018 like a significant event in gaming. And I just feel like, Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah.
Like, if you would have told me 20 years ago, hey, in 20 years, this game is going to be fucking hype.
Yeah.
I would be like, I'm not sure I believe that.
Yeah.
Of all the games of the pantheon of PlayStation titles.
Get ready. Yeah. Gex 3D hype is coming next
year. Yeah, this fucking Bandicoot with baggy MC Hammer pants that runs around like a slow motion fucking idiot.
I have nothing against Crash Bandicoot. I honestly don't see anything about Crash Bandicoot ever. The only time I ever played it was in Uncharted 4. It's the only time I ever played Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah.
So... And I was really, like,
is that Naughty
really
Dog?
Good.
It was Naughty Dog. Oh, okay.
And then there's the part where, like, you play it. Like, In Uncharted 4, and that was like, oh, I'm finally playing this game. Well,
that was always a platformer my sister had. Like, I never.
I played it. I beat it. I was probably in, like, 6th or 7th grade. But even then, it's like, all right, I'm done. What's next?
Yeah.
It doesn't. I feel like they always wanted, Nintendo had Mario, Sega had Sonic. PlayStation wanted Crash Bandicoot to be their
they couldn't decide
mascot.
Like...
But they kind of threw him under the rug after a while.
Yeah, Spyro
came
along.
Well, he got bought by Naughty Dog, sold it to Universal, Vivendi, whatever, Entertainment. And so this third party
the
then started making
killed
him, and it killed it. Yeah,
because, yeah, who is... Sony tried so many mascots. It's Sackboy now, kind of.
They've never had a unified, iconic this is the ambassador of PlayStation gaming.
Yeah.
Who would you nominate?
Ratchet and Clank. What's the other one?
Kratos. You know, I mean,
Kratos.
But that's why. No, but I was just gonna say that's why Nintendo's library is so valuable.
Sweet Tooth.
They're the only ones next to Disney that has this library of like, oh yeah, Mario. Oh, you know, like
yeah. Well, even Xbox has Master Chief. Like,
well, they're
know.
Just yeah. They're Nintendo's really good to their credit at building a cult around their characters.
Yeah,
they are very nurturing of their character set, and they culture that. Very finely, you know, they don't release stuff. They don't introduce new characters very often.
Yeah.
And they're very protective of the ones they have. And yeah, they've worked hard to get this kind of, worship of the characters they have. And that's something that PlayStation kind of never bothered with. They're like, yeah, whatever. Release it on PlayStation.
Yeah. 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 I don't know. Yeah. They have a lot of important characters, a lot of big characters, but just not one that is owned.
They've got big hits. Yeah. Successful stuff, but yeah, it's kind of like you don't, you know, it's kind of throwaway, I guess. I don't know. You just don't like sit around thinking about like, oh man, Nathan Drake, just wonder where they're going to go with that. You know, even though the Uncharted games are good and they're always something to look forward to. I think people sit around and look forward to the new Zelda, not in the same way they look forward to the new Uncharted.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, though. I don't know. I don't. Yeah, I'm not sure.
You disagree on that?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. Uncharted. Nathan Drake and his whole story was pretty beloved to a lot of people. So maybe it's not quite the exact same thing. Maybe Zelda's more iconic, but I think people still were like eager to see where that was going to go.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
It just seems like it was brief. Like Zelda's been here for how many, like 30 years or something crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mario 30, and Zelda, Donkey 40. Kong, like all these characters are their time span is huge. Whereas Nathan Drake is like, we got a little 10-year chunk here. But before that, it was almost like Lara Croft was, you know, Sony's girl. But then, you know, she's multi-platform
That's
now.
That's true. Lara Croft... Would
it just Sony seems to like move on every 10 or 8 years.
I think
years.
Even if you went back though to like 1995, just after 10 years of Mario and Zelda, they were still more iconic than you know 10 years into the Uncharted legacy. I just think Nintendo's really good at cultivating that. And maybe that's just the nature of being a Nintendo's fan base, you know. You think they're the best
at yeah, basing
at
basing their sales off their IPs, because most Nintendo stuff that I think does really well is it's not a third party thing; it's a Nintendo game.
Yeah,
like Super Mario Odyssey.
Yeah, they cultivate
Breath of the Wild.
To me, I mean, not to make this like something else, but Nintendo is Disney. PlayStation is Universal Studios. Like, it's like,
yeah.
Universal Studios, like, they don't really have a, is it Minions? Is it, what is, yeah. What are you?
Shrek.
But, you know, you go to Disneyland, and it's like, oh, it's Mickey Mouse. You know, you see all these characters that you know and love, whereas it's like, oh, there's that thing.
Yeah, Universal, it's like, there's going to be cool stuff there, but it's kind of from all over the place.
Right. Dude, it sounds like you guys are writing a Gamer Wars sketch here.
but I should say, though, you brought up Lara Croft. It's funny, yeah. I remember... back then, even flipping through magazines, they would always attach PlayStation stuff with her image.
Yeah.
So it was like for a moment she was the mascot, which is insane because that was on Saturn. Sega had that.
Sega
like,
Saturn.
Like that was not PlayStation exclusive at all. But do you know anybody that was playing it on Saturn? You know what I mean? It became.
Do I know anybody? Who
yeah, Resident
Saturn.
Evil was Saturn.
You know, ironically enough, I have one now. I have set up an old retro TV in my living room.
Yeah.
Been meaning to do that forever and got a Japanese Saturn.
What do you play on it?
Panzer Dragoon. I never played those games, so now I'm doing it.
I didn't play.
He's a Panzer man.
But until 2018, I didn't have one. Sega Saturn.
I started playing Fortnite this week. I downloaded that on PlayStation 4. I'm enjoying it.
No one knows what that is. You have to explain.
Right.
I'm just kidding.
You know, I played Player Unknowns for a little while. I really liked it. And then I heard all this controversy about, yo, Fortnite, they're ripping our game off. And I was like, yeah, come on, guys. You can't rip a game off. Then I played Fortnite. They fucking ripped that game off. It's amazing.
Fortnite rips off Player Unknown Battlegrounds?
It is like the same experience. It's Battle Royale.
Shit.
You're on an island, 100 people are flown over the island, and then you can parachute out wherever you want, land wherever you want, collect weapons, and then last person alive wins.
Before this Fortnite blow up, the last time I had heard about it was some Xbox keynote where Cliff Bleszinski showed off this game, Fortnite, and this was like 3 years ago, and it had never come out. Do you remember that?
Is that? Yeah, I think it...
Does that ring a bell, Rocco?
I remember. I'm with Garrett. We both remember this.
I can't. I didn't even. I didn't hear what you said.
I remember Cliff Bleszinski presenting a Microsoft demo, and he showed Fortnite.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was like
at that time, yeah,
years and years ago.
Yeah, GDC. Yes, I do remember that. Yeah.
And now the game is finally out, but now it's like, which came first, the chicken or the egg? Because Fortnite versus what's the other one?
PUBG.
PlayerUnknown, yeah.
Well, people are saying, too, PUBG wasn't necessarily the first to do that either in some ways, but
it was the first
to blow up on that level of that kind of game, definitely.
First
to do, like, a Battle Royale type thing.
I'm talking the game starts, you're in an aircraft flying over an island.
Exactly the same.
Okay, parachute out whenever you want.
Yeah.
You see people start flying out the back of the aircraft, they land on this island, you land... You have no weapons. You have to scavenger for your weapons, and then you start rumbling with these people.
Yeah. How funny.
That it's like the exact same experience. Now, Fortnite introduces this concept of you – it's almost like Minecraft. You have a pickaxe, and you can break down anything you find, all the buildings, trees, and you can collect lumber and iron and actually build like staircases and walls and actually build a fort. Fortnite. So that's kind of cool. And it also has squad modes. So you can do solo, survival. You can do teams, like duo, two teams of two. You can do a squad of five. And they just introduced this week five teams of 20 battling for control over the island, which is actually pretty cool because then it's like you're in like a little platoon almost going to war. I was playing that today and that this week rather, and that was really fun because you got to parachute on this island. And you look at the map, it's like, okay, shit. I got 20 guys on my team. Where are the most members of my team? And you kind of find this cluster on the map, and you start working your way towards them. And then you'll just see a city kind of with this huge battle going on. You'll see people throwing up forts. You'll be like, oh, my guys are over there, and you'll go running with them, start throwing up walls and joining the battle. And I really like it. It's almost like a Call of Duty type multiplayer deathmatch game, except one death. and you're out of the game. So the stakes are raised.
And then are you like an observer doing spectator mode?
You could spectate your own team, yeah.
Okay.
I really...
Fast matches, though, or are you down for like 10 minutes?
What do you mean?
If you get killed right off the bat, do you have to sit there and then wait at
No, you can skip back to the lobby. Oh, okay. Or you can wait out and see how well your team does. I like it because, you know, honestly, PlayerUnknown is a little bit intense just with like kind of like the realistic graphics. This is a little bit more cartoony. Yeah. For whatever reason.
A little more pleasing.
It's a little bit animated. It's a little bit less intimidating just because it's so cartoony. Right. I think that amps up the accessibility of it's just not so stressful.
Yeah. Right.
And I don't know. I'm enjoying it. I suck at it. I'm not good. I just started playing. I'm like level 5. I joined a squad, and the other night I was playing it. And you ever have these gaming experiences where, because we're in our 30s now. But I think we still all feel like really young guys. Like we could relate to people who are younger than us.
Yeah.
Then you have this gaming experience, and it's like, nah, I'm not. I'm old. I'm the old guy. I joined this squad on Fortnite. It was me and these four other guys. They had a microphone. I didn't have a microphone, but I was just in their squad. But I could hear their chat. And I'm in their squad. My name is Gustavo. Just like my YouTube channel. Nobody can pronounce my name ever when I play a multiplayer game with them. So they're looking at me like, oh, we got a guy in our squad. Goose. Gusto. Gusto. Oh, you there, Gusto? No, he's not there. Oh, man. He's probably choking his chicken.
Oh, wow.
Then this other
gotcha.
Dude,
damn.
This other dude starts fucking laughing. Burn. Laughing fucking uncontrollably.
That got him?
What? What? Choking his chicken? Yeah, man, he's choking that chicken. What the fuck? What are you fucking talking about? You never heard about choking your chicken? No, did you make that up? Oh no, man. God. Choking.
No, it's in movies and shit.
You choke your chicken, bro. It's what you do. You know, you're pulling on your chicken. Your chicken's your cock.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Oh, is that something people say? Yeah, dog, you're going to be choking your chicken. They were talking about choking their chicken for like 20 minutes. Oh, I just sat there thinking like,
terrible.
These guys are immature. I'm the old guy here.
I'm the adult.
I know exactly where in all the multiplayer games I play, mute is. Because
that's the first thing.
Right off the bat, I go in, and if I hear like sneezing or coughing noises or even just chatter, usually radio on in the background.
Yeah.
Or the game's feedbacking into itself. I mute every single
moment. I want to listen to my squad because maybe they'll call out for help. They'll give me some tips. I can come to the rescue. I keep listening to them.
Yeah.
I was never able to meet up with my squad. I'm new to this game. And I could hear them. They're fucking taking it all serious. Like, yo, we got bogeys to the right on the hill. I got eyes on the enemies. And he's like, all right, you wanna flank them? Yeah, let's flank them. All right, fucking foxtrot and shit. Let's go. Next thing I hear coming over their microphone is just gunshots. Oh, fuck, I'm fucking down. Goose, where are you? Goose, where are you?
Choking your chicken.
Yeah, these guys all die, so they're dead. They're out of the game. And then they all just, before they quit, just fucking talk, like, fucking rip into me. I fucking hate you, Goose. I hope you fucking die, bitch. I hope you get fucking murdered, you piece of shit. It made me feel bad. Like, it hurts to hear that stuff. I got tough skin. I got thick skin. We're playing a video game. But it still hurts. When your teammate says that shit to you, I hope you fucking die, bitch.
Yeah, that's right.
And then they sign out of the game. It's like, wow, now I'm alone in the world of Fortnite. Thanks for the words of confidence.
You know, so I get used to that because I hear that anytime I play Street Fighter 2 online, I do the 100 hand slap until they into the corner so they can't move, and I get that message almost every match.
I bet you do.
So I'm fucking die, bitch.
To it.
Those kids' parents let them play GTA when they were too young.
It still affects me. Yep. After all these years, the shit talking on multiplayer games, it still gives me that tinge of pain. Be nice to me. Come on. Help me out.
My worst online play experience is still when Dead or Alive Extreme Volleyball 2 came out on 360, and I played it online. Tried to play it online a couple times. There was never anybody on it. I guess everyone was playing single player. And Anyway, but one time I went online and there was someone online and they just were talking. And I don't know if they were talking to me directly or just talking to themselves.
Didn't know the mic was
but
on.
They kept talking about how beautiful the girls were. and he talked like Damn. This. I don't know what kind of accent it was, but
Ayane-chan is so beautiful. And
it's Fabio.
I love Ayane and how she responds to Kasumi.
Tommy Wiseau, playing Dead or Alive.
I love, and they're so pretty, and it's their birthday. I like to play on their birthday.
It was just that. And I was like, and I just turned the system off. But it was hard to sleep that night. I kept hearing that voice.
Hearing him in your...
Like, it could have been in the room.
Do you like Ayane, too? Yes.
There's some fucking weirdos out there.
Yeah.
Nah.
So that was bad.
You're the furthest thing from a weirdo, Sean.
Thanks. We have sponsors.
Yes. We do.
Nah.
We don't? Well, you know
we
what?
May. All right, we might.
I can translate.
Mack Weldon. Do it, and do it hard. Look, Mack Weldon is the best. They're the fucking best, dude. And if you ain't down with Mack Weldon,
fuck off.
Got him.
Yeah, that's an ad read we were sent by Mack Weldon. They wanted us to.
He's got the paper.
But
right
you know,
there.
When
why do you say got him? What is that? Was you trying to be mean to me?
No, he said got him because...
Got the sales for Mack Weldon.
Yeah, they just... Everyone at home got him. They got the best fabric and the best apparel to graze their most delicate bits. MackWeldon.com has the best garments. I wear their shorts all the time. They're so comfortable. If I'm relaxing at home, I'm not wearing this bullshit. I'm wearing nice... Don't show these. These are bullshit.
Don't show those, Kevin.
I said they're bullshit. Don't film me.
You got Mack Weldon
okay.
under there, though, maybe.
But I do Mack Weldon boxers.
Yeah.
You better not film that.
Get close to them bits, Kev.
I think got 'em is the laziest comment you could make in regards to anything ever.
Well,
people
know,
throw that out like they're so badass. Got 'em. Think of something significant to contribute to the conversation.
Is that
please.
Like someone? Did I say that? Who said that?
People say it all the time.
I'm not going to point out who said
people,
it.
People
but
say
whoever
all,
did
it's,
it.
It's the laziest fucking commentary you could ever grace your lips with. Have an actual significant thought to participate in the conversation with. Don't just word vomit up. Got him. Fuck off
was
with
it,
your got
did
him.
I say got him?
I don't know.
I need to know.
Film Sean because he's asking.
Because I honestly
I don't know if I said that or not.
So
that's right. When you say got him, it's
in.
Mindless
we
drivel
know.
That you're just spewing out I without even having a thought to contribute. You're not adding anything to the conversation.
I want to apologize
you're
if
not,
I said that.
You're not,
I don't remember.
You know
I don't
what?
Know.
If you have nothing, if you don't
you
have
say?
A thought, then shut up.
Got him.
No.
Oh,
no.
Come
no. on.
Cut
sometimes.
That. I said that one for
Cut
sure.
Cut that on Tuesday.
The other one I'm not sure about.
Hey,
though.
Well, let me just conclude here by saying MackWeldon.com has the best garments. If you want to go and get some for yourself, go to MackWeldon.com and order today. And you know what? Use the offer code MEGA64 when you check out. Now, I'm not sure if it'll do anything, but you might get a discount. Isn't it worth a shot?
Give it a chance, per chance.
It is a fish shot.
Here, right.
I mean, you got nothing to lose. So go to
And by the way, if you do get a discount, email us, let us know. We'd like to know.
I want to use the discount.
For future plugs.
I could use 10% off.
Nothing but the most professional plugs on the Mega 64
Again,
podcast.
Again, that was the read they gave us.
That's
hit it.
I just did exactly what they told us to do.
It's right
so
there.
Go to MackWeldon.com. Also, if you want some other cool threads, now, I can tell you the second best place to get clothes.
Where's that?
Shop.mega64.com. Next to Mack Weldon, we're pretty good. We're not maybe as high class, but we're high talent.
Lower thread count.
We're high, yeah, but we're lower inhibitions.
Yeah. Yep. Jeez.
Sorry. There's chocolate milk there. Shop.mega64.com. This past week, we did pre-orders for the long sleeve shirt, the DK shirt, and the scarf. Pre-orders are now closed. They closed. They were actually open, up a day longer than they should have been. Oops. So there was some kind of glitch. But don't worry if you got in there afterwards.
You snuck in.
Here's the thing. You're going to get your order, but when we go past it on the screen, I'm going to go... I'm going to shake my finger, but you'll still
get it.
Anyway, whatever. That's over. But, we got all kinds of other great stuff. And in fact, this Friday, March 16th? Is that what it is? March 16th? Yes.
Yeah.
Is, we're going to put, you know what? I've been wearing this hoodie all the time. The archive hoodie. We're going to finally put these back in stock. Very limited supply. The archive hoodie and the return of a classic shirt. The Masked Man shirt. That hasn't been in stock in a long time. And that will be in full effect this Friday, March 16th. So go to shop.mega64.com and pick them up. Or any of the items that are there. We got Blu-rays. We got all kinds of stuff. So go over there and check it out. So anyway.
Don't say got them.
Yeah, don't say got them.
Don't say triggered.
No.
Stop doing this stupid shit.
Yeah, fuck that.
On that. I'm with you, Derek.
Ray Jepsen isn't God's gift.
No, I disagree with that.
No more. No more mindless bullshit.
No more.
Be mindful. Mindfulness.
Be thinkful.
Show your intelligence.
Think about what you're doing while you're doing it.
Do you remember Phil Donahue would say be thinkful?
No, it's not even grammatically proper.
I don't know
who
Phil Donahue can't pick
Phil up. Donahue had a talk show way back in the 80s and 90s, I guess.
Didn't he give Oprah her break?
Yeah,
he did, actually. Pre-Oprah, I totally forgot about that. But I remember he had an episode where people brought on new technology. Like, hey, we got some like high-tech shit.
Yeah.
And I remember one of the things I still think back that blew everyone's mind was a phone that he's like, now watch this. And someone called the phone and it displayed their number. I mean, that was like, yeah, they said we're calling it caller ID.
Whoa.
And you can't, anybody that calls, it displays who it is on there. And people were just like, oh my God, like after all this time, like finally. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Now, it's like right now, if your phone, like we have phones now, if this rang and didn't display any information, I would never pick that up. No.
Most people don't pick up unknowns.
Yeah. I do. I'm fearless.
Yeah. Wow.
But
and if it's a scammer, I love it.
I answer like a crackhead when it's
whenever on. I often get calls and it's some fucking accent
telemarketer
from the other part of the world. No, fucking scammer.
Oh, scammer.
Yes, hello. I'm calling. You have a problem on your computer. Do you run Microsoft?
I love these calls.
We need you to manually go into Microsoft. Oh, shit. Are you fucking serious now?
Yeah, I love buying into it.
Oh, fuck. I always put it on speakerphone. Oh, I'm on my computer right now. Tell me what to do. go into my computer. Oh, fuck. My computer? My desktop doesn't even have that. Oh, is this part of the fucking virus? And I try to get them to hang up on me.
Yeah.
Because they're so pissed off at dealing with me. That's how I handle scammers.
So
I'm gonna get a bit out of it, you know.
You got a guy to like curse you out though, right?
Yeah. I've had scammers like yell at me like, "Oh, you're fucking wasting my time, son of a bitch." Yeah, I'm wasting your time.
Derek, by the way, found the instant key to pissing off a scammer, and I want to let everybody else out there know. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, this is an open source trick.
So yeah,
feel free to try it. But if they try to get you to install something on your computer, it's probably a ransomware scheme or something like that. But if they try to have you do anything on your computer, they'll ask what version of Windows you have. Tell them Windows 9.
Windows 9.
And insist on it. Because they will try to go with it for a good 10
seconds. Was there when this happened one time, and this guy was trying to get me to do shit on my computer, and he kept asking what version of Windows I run, and I kept telling him it's Windows 9. And
I'm like, telling you, it's 9. Oh. Windows 9.
And he's like, okay, right click and go to properties. It doesn't say properties. What does it say? It says pencil? It says pencil. Yeah, it only says the word pencil.
Yeah, it's a Windows 9 thing.
Is this part of the virus I have? Yes, that may be part of the Well, I just looked it up and Windows 9 does not even exist, you piece of a shit. Hangs up on me.
Great. Oh,
and it's like, well, that's what you get for trying to scam me.
For everyone.
You know, I just realized I forgot to bring up a Will.i.am nugget from earlier. He was on a French TV show, and they put his name up as Je suis Will.
Je suis Will? What does that actually mean, then?
I am Will. Yeah, but anyway.
Is that real?
That made me laugh. Yeah, they really did that. I'm not joking.
Oh, that's funny.
Je suis Will.
Oh, that's funny.
Je suis Will.
Well, that's actually smart.
Yeah.
Hmm. Hold on. Clear the air. Let's end this on a good, funny bit. Let's do something funny. I'm going to hand it to my man here, Super Dad. Go.
Excuse me. Come on, bring us back out of this.
I have something I want to talk about, but it's not really funny, but...
We'll make it funny.
Yeah.
Go.
Do it and then pepper in a joke later or something.
5 minutes.
Just do it.
Okay, well, I just want to say that I've been watching the Paralympics that started, and it is the most inspiring, beautiful thing I've ever seen, and I realize how fucking lazy I am. I'm watching downhill skiing, and this guy has cerebral palsy, and he's skiing, and he's like... going super fast in these amazing things. I'm like, I'm so fucking lazy and...
This is not a funny bit.
Well, that's why I said tonight that... It really
I don't think
is
it's like... This is like you're lazy.
Fucking...
Well, I just want to say, like, it was, like, really inspiring. And I think that the Paralympics, people don't give those a chance. They don't watch them, but you really should watch them.
Is this like a campaign for Hillary Clinton or something? Like, what are you doing?
I'm just trying to say that people think the Olympics are over, but watch the Paralympics because it's really great.
Is this part of the Olympics on NBC?
It's not the Olympics, it's the Paralympics, and I think it's really good.
Can I end this on a like a
positive
note, on a better note?
Positive note, yeah.
Okay, everyone at home, go read what's going on with Stan Lee right now. Oh.
What happened?
I should have brought this up earlier.
Well, bring it up now.
I heard something, but
yeah, he's not in great shape, and the article that I read said what is happening to him is the equivalent of vultures circling body.
Oh, no.
Apparently, people are... His wife died, and
A
bunch of people around him are... there are a lot of people thinking there's some mass scamming going on, where there's, like, $1 million wire transfers gone missing.
Oh,
and his longtime, like, protector bodyguard guy was suddenly fired... Because of some, they say that the bodyguard, like, yelled at or attacked or something. I don't know. This is all alleged, whatever, against Stan Lee. And but, like, all these people that know him are like, he loved him. He would never do that. Where did this come from? Why was he fired? And that there might be people, like, going around him that are not savory people.
Is it like a
It was the worst article I'd ever read.
Is it like Richard Simmons?
Sad.
Is it Richard Simmons? Who's taken away by someone? And like
a housekeeper, apparently. Yeah.
Is a housekeeper that like locked Richard Simmons away, won't let his family see him,
apparently.
And like he's in in like prison in his house.
So that similar thing with
advantage.
Yeah, similar thing is happening with Stan Lee right now, and everyone's really like worried about him.
That sucks.
He doesn't have any family close to him that would like intervene in that way?
I don't know.
He doesn't have like a...
Some people, you know what? Some people like excommunicate their family, move to LA, and then like they have no one when they're that old and vulnerable.
Yeah.
And this shit happens, I guess.
Yeah. So anyway, all these things that are happening to him, all this money going missing. There's people that have been around him. Someone was commenting that, like, one of the people that's around him is the guy who, like, took a picture of Whitney Houston when she was dead in, like, her bathtub and stuff.
Oh, so he's just waiting.
So they're like, this is the kind of people that are around him right now.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You know, so, So, anyway.
That reminds me of the one time I wrote a comic like this where the Amazing Spider-Man, his corpse was laying dead almost. Aunt May was crying and the vulture, he was swooping around ready to pick at Peter Parker's bones.
Excelsior.
There's a little R.I.P. Well, he's not. Not yet.
You're making light of elderly abuse, and I find that highly inappropriate.
I'm exercising a perfect opportunity to do my Stan Lee impression. I've seen all the Marvel movies. He has a cameo in each. I've studied.
Does it take you out of the movie when you see that? It takes me out a little bit.
Yeah.
I just watched Spider-Man Homecoming, like, this last weekend. I borrowed the Blu-ray from my brother. Mm-hmm. And when he stuck his head out the window and had this whole conversation,
yeah,
I was kind of like, all right, we've seen this a lot. Like, I'm expecting it now. And then I'm like, all right, we can move on.
That reminds me of there was an article just the other day about the people behind the people who do the sound stuff for Star Wars now, like the team they have that do that stuff, are not using the Wilhelm scream anymore. Like, they're like, yeah, we're not like that. That's been a Star Wars tradition that we are ending. Like, we're not doing that anymore. And I feel like that was one of those things for a lot of people too, where you'd hear that, yeah, you know, thing or whatever. Yeah.
Can you do your best Wilhelm scream, Derek?
Yeah.
I wasn't in on that. I'm gonna do the best Wilhelm scream.
You want to start with the best?
Oh, ho, ho. Drum roll, please.
Well, it was a guy falling off a horse originally, right?
Yeah. Is that the original source?
I have to imagine myself on a horse. Is it the one that goes like, or is it like,
I think it's the second one.
Yeah, I'm
a mimic. I need to.
Because there's that horror movie one that's like, that one's great. What's that one called? Because that in every.
It's wah! That's pretty.
I need to hear it first, and then I'll do it.
Okay. Here it is.
Wilhelm! Yeah, I'll just fill my pipe.
Yeah!
Okay.
Let's see who can do the best.
Okay.
Here we go.
Got it.
That's nice. There's a high timber to it.
A lot of build up on that.
It's good.
Okay, Garrett, you want to give it?
Yeah, I'll give it a go.
Now you had to meditate on it.
Can you play it again, real quick?
Yeah, it's been a while since I heard it. It was.
Oh, I think. I think it's.
I sound like an eagle. No.
Kings of Leon over here.
I get better every time I do it.
Yeah.
Are you gonna turn or what?
Oh yeah, sorry.
You already went.
Watch a pro.
That was the best one.
That was good.
Alright. Quiet, peanut gallery, please. Alright, ready? Fuck
you.
I thought it could have been.
Can I come?